Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. The Labor Party is cutting ties with the CFMEU as corruption allegations swirl around the disgraced union. Following Victoria, Queensland and New South Wales' lead, Federal Labor has now suspended the union's affiliations. Political donations from the union will also be banned. Meantime, a key union boss believes the CFMEU's overhaul could take years. ACTU Secretary Sally McManus telling the ABC new leadership and processes need time.
Unions are democratically run organisations and should be. That should happen as soon as that union is in a position to govern itself.
Australia's unemployment rate has edged up to 4.1% in June, despite over 50,000 new full-time jobs. The Bureau of Statistics reporting the rate has jumped 0.1%. In the US, J.D. Vance has formally accepted Donald Trump's offer to be his running mate. He's received a standing ovation while calling for unity in his first major address at the Republican National Conference.
Shouldn't we be governed by a party that is unafraid to debate ideas and come to the best solution? That's the Republican Party of the next 4 years, united in our love for this country and committed to free speech and the open exchange of ideas.
Australia's portion of violent retail crimes is higher than the US and New Zealand. New stats out today reveal one in every 10 retail crimes here is violent. Aura has pinpointed Victoria as the worst state for it. To sport, the Blues have partied the night away after winning the State of Origin decider in Brisbane for the first time in nearly 20 years. Late tries from Bradman Best and Mitchell Moses sealing the 14-4 point victory in front of more than 50,000 fans at Suncorp Stadium. New South Wales assistant coach Brett White shouting out a few players for their impressive efforts.
Our whole forward pack, I was just so proud of, our back rowers, Liam Martin, Angus Crichton throughout the series, Payne Haas. They're just, they're incredible, these guys.